Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, May the 12th, 1985. God bless as we fellowship around the precious Word of God on this beautiful Lord's Day. We love you. Right now I've got someone I'd like to recognize, and that is, we're going to recognize others besides this one today, but I want Martha to come up here in front. I didn't know I was going to do this, I don't guess, but I want to recognize Martha today. She's the only one graduating either from college or high school, I believe, in our church. And I know there's some graduating from grade school, but Martha graduated yesterday from UK, and we appreciate her and her whole family. We know God's going to be with her as she looks for a job. I know she's probably already got a job, right? She already got a job. The Lord's answered prayer there. Martha, this Bible that I'm going to give you, I know it's going to be a blessing to you. This Bible was presented to Martha Baker on the 12th day of May, 1985, at Hazard, Kentucky, by the Airport Gardens Baptist Church on the occasion of your graduation. And my prayer is, Martha, that God will bless you and that you hide God's Word away in your heart. Do you want to say a word? Thank God for Martha and her whole family today, her dad and grandmother and all other people. I also want all the moms to stand at this time. I want Jerry and Lyndon to take these flowers here and give each one of our mothers in the service a flower. Would you two come, please? And before they do this, I want to read a poem that Ms. Grace Hurt pointed out to me today. I'd like for all the moms to listen, as well as everyone, who fed me from her gentle breast and hushed me in her arms to rest, and on my cheek sweet kisses pressed, my mother. When sleep forsook my open eye, who was it sung a sweet hushaby, and rocked me that I should not cry, my mother. Who sat and watched my infant head when sleeping on my cradle bed, and tears of sweet affection shed, my mother. When pain and sickness made me cry, who gazed upon my heavy eyes and wept for fear that I should die, my mother. Who dressed my doll in clothes so gay and taught me pretty how to play and minded all I had to say, my mother. Who ran to help me when I fell and would some pretty story tell or kiss the place to make it well, my mother. Who taught my infant limbs to pray and love God's holy book and day, and walk in wisdom's pleasant way, my mother. I want to thank God today for Mom, who's still living. She's 80 years old. Some of your mothers have gone on to be with the Lord. They've gone on into eternity. But I want to say this. I've got this in the message this morning. Appreciate Mom, if you still have her. I know many of you, the mom in your home is just a memory, but I thank God for memories that death can erase. But this time we'd ask Jerry and Linda to give each mom in our audience, each lady, would you stand please as they give these flowers out. This time our choir is going to sing a number that says, "Once for All." Myrna's not here today, as you can see. She got up early this morning and got Tim off to Lexington, where he's on his way to Nashville, Tennessee right now for a week of training to sell Southwestern books. Only the Lord knows what state he'll be in. He's going to be gone for 3 months. He's been thinking about this for a long time and had some classes already down at Lexington. And he just decided at midnight last night to go. And of course, you'll be praying for him. I'm going to miss him like a sore thumb. I missed him when he was at UK, but he's going to be gone even further than that now. And I know the same God who's here in Perry County is the same one who's in whatever state he's going to be in. He all comes and sings for us. P.H. Combs is going to come to read our scripture, the last two verses of the first chapter of 1 Samuel. I've got a poem I want to read during the message today that Brother Combs wrote this past week on Mother. He read it to one of our homebound classes, and I'm going to read it during the message today. Brother Combs, you come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer. Let me mention a prayer request or two here. We want to be praying for Brother Parsons and his family as he lost a brother recently. His funeral, I believe, was yesterday, right? Down in Atlanta, Georgia. We also want to pray for Edward Walker, Marie Collins' son-in-law. She has requested prayer for him at her homebound class. Also, let's remember Susan Burns and her needs at this time. And Mrs. Burns, your wife is sick today too, isn't she? And also, Brother Sutton's wife, Miss Sutton, is sick today. So we want to continue to be praying for these that are listed here in the bulletin, Brother Fred's brother, Harvey Skaggs. And let's be praying for Lucas Robinson. I stopped by Tuesday and talked to him about the Lord, and Lucas invited the Lord into his life this past Tuesday afternoon, a little after 3 o'clock. And let's be praying for Lucas. He has great physical needs right now, but God is greater than any need we have. Brother Tom, would you come and read our scripture for us and lead us in prayer?
Scripture here today is found in 1 Samuel. First chapter 27-28. Says, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, also I hope I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worships the Lord. Let us have a word for our this morning. Lord, we're so thankful for this wonderful day that reminds us of this Mother's Day, Lord. We see a great number here this morning, our mothers. We pray for them, Lord. We know that you are the only hope for them, Lord. And we pray this morning that you will honor and supply all of our needs through your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We're so thankful for this day, Lord, and we pray that we can honor our mothers in the days, future days to come. Lord, we know that you are the only hope for this world, and we know that the mothers here today that we are honoring here are your most and wonderful hope for the world. As we pray this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. If I could take just a few minutes of my experience this morning, a bunch of flowers I brought from my yard this morning. When I got up this morning, I looked out and I saw them beautiful flowers, and they went through last winter, such a bad winter, and it didn't even phase them. They look more beautiful than they ever had before. And with no care, I hadn't cared for them mighty little for 4 or 5 years. So the Lord spoke to me and says, this is Mother's Day. Says, do you go out there and cut a clipping of them flowers and take down to the church this morning? Well, I went out and I went to clipping on them flowers, and I got to question the Lord about clipping them pretty flowers off. I didn't know where I should be done that or not. And this is what he said to me. He says, "This is a secret you will never know. The more you cut them, the more they grow." Well, that settled that case for me. I just went in and cut flowers off and brought them. Went down the piano. And I honor all the mothers that are here today. I see we've got quite a number. I can't say that about my mother. She passed away some 40 years ago. But I'm honoring the ones that are living today. In the name of Jesus.
At this time, the Gardeners are going to come to sing for us. Brother Fred, I believe, sang this song for us last year at Mother's Day. And also, they may have another one to sing. Tom and Fred and Francis. We appreciate what the Lord did for us yesterday. As He was with us on our trip down to Silver Dollar City and back. Thank God for all He did. And we trust this service is going to be a blessing in your life. I trust it's already been a blessing. It has been to mine.
We came back last night just a little bit later than we had scheduled, with a few sore feet and a whole lot of toothful stomach. God's children, to all have a burden. message they bring of that wonderful mother of mine. There are treasures on earth that make life seem worthwhile, but there's none can compare with my dear mother's smile. You are a wonderful mother, dear old mother of mine. You hold a spot down deep in my heart till the stars no longer shine. Your soul shall live on forever, on through the fields of time, for there'll never be another to me like that wonderful mother of mine. I pray every night to our Father above, of that wonderful mother of mine. I ask him to keep for as long as he can that wonderful mother of mine, just to bring back the time that was so sweet to me, just to bring back the day when I sat on her knee. You are a wonderful mother, dear old mother of mine. You hold a spot down deep in my heart till the stars no longer shine. Your soul shall live on forever, on through the fields of time, for there'll never be another to me like that wonderful mother of mine. No, there'll never be another to me like that wonderful mother of mine.
Appreciate the special music today. I want to say again, appreciate your mom while you have her. A lot of times we even take each other for granted. We're going somewhere. And let's appreciate each other. If we have a kind word to say, let's say it. If we have a kind deed to do, let's do it while there's time. Because time is fast slipping away from each one of us. Seems like the days now, the weeks are 2 days long to me. We're saying, oh, the weeks are gone, the months are gone, the years are gone. Let's make every day count. And pack into every day things that have eternal value. On this beautiful Mother's Day, we'd like to speak on the qualities of a godly mom. My prayer is that this service will be a meaningful time, and has been already a meaningful time in your life and in my life, as we feed upon the written word and as well as the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ. The word mother is one of the dearest words, I believe, in the English language. Some of us have our moms on the other side. And others of us, our moms are still here. I had a good time of fellowship with my mom on Friday. This is one of the highlights of my week, when I get to go to visit my mom and have a Sunday school lesson with her. And we fellowship this way once a week. We need to appreciate our moms. Brother Combs wrote a poem that says, as we pause here on this Mother's Day, we honor the mother. We honor the mothers that have passed away. We honor the ones that were here and gone to that land afar beyond. The story of our mothers has never all been told. They're more wonderful today than silver and gold. With a spirit of love, can we truly say that we honor and cherish our mothers that are here today? Lord, let us cherish and honor this day as we have before. May they linger in our minds now and forevermore. That's a poem that Brother Combs wrote this past week for this day. A doctor said to his mom one day, Ma, I think you ruled us with too rigid a rod in our boyhood. It would have been better if you had used gentler methods. And the old lady, his mother, straightened herself up and said, Well, William, when you have raised up three such good preachers as I have, you can talk. This mother knew what it was to raise children. We need to take time out for our children. As Timmy left this morning, about 6 o'clock, I told him I loved him. You know, he may not get back. We're living in time today. So take time out today for each other. Thomas Nelson said, Give our boys better mothers and they will give those mothers better sons. An ounce of mother is worth a ton of clergy. Abraham Lincoln said like this, All I am or all I ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. I heard a message on TV this morning on Mom. The points brought out was, Mom is precious, trustworthy, diligent, motherly, compassionate, compatible, strong, wise, and a good counselor. We'll have a different outline than that preacher had, but those are wonderful words. First of all, today I believe a godly mom knows how to pray. The two verses that Brother Combs read for us in 1 Samuel, Hannah and Elkanah did not have children. And so Hannah was at the temple one day and she was praying for a son. And the Lord heard her prayer. And she said there in the 27th verse, For this child I pray. I wonder how many times we as parents come to the Lord and mention our children one by one. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I have asked of him. And Hannah said, Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. When Hannah took Samuel to Eli the priest, she only saw him one time a year. But the Lord gave them other children, even besides Samuel. You know, God gives us so much. Lord given us 4 children. As far as I know, they've got good minds, healthy bodies. How much are we thankful today? God bless each one of you who have children. God is able to help you to raise those children as you kneel in prayer and pray for them individually. I appreciate Mother's prayers for me. Quite a few years ago now, I had the flu. Real bad. And there was nobody, none of my sisters or brothers or anyone could come in and help me except my mom. As she laid her hand on my breath, my feverish breath, she knew what it was to pray. I believe today we need some old-fashioned moms who will pray for their children. The worth of a praying mom is far above rubies. Proverbs 31 says, it says, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies. Hannah prayed for Samuel, and in chapters 2 and following, 1 Samuel it tells us, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord. 1 Samuel 2:26 it says, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor with both with the Lord and also with men. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1 says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. God led Samuel because he had a praying mom, and I'm sure Elkanah, his dad, was a praying father as well. I thank God for a praying mother. I believe a second point in the message for today, a godly mom is a credit to her husband. Verse 11 of chapter 31 of Proverbs tells us this, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. We need to trust each other. I thank God for Myrna today. She's not here. But I thank God for her. One time I had 2 prisoners who sang for me up at the jail a few years ago. You know what it was? Give me the roses while I live. I still got that on tape somewhere at the house. I tell you, friend, we need to give each other roses while we're living. A godly mom is a credit to her husband. Proverbs 31:12 says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. It's a wonderful blessing to have a wife and the mother of our children who can be trusted. A loyal and faithful wife and mom cannot be measured in dollars and cents. Her price is far above rubies. A godly mom is a credit to her husband. And I believe third, a godly mom is industrious. We're not lazy. If you read Proverbs 31, verses 10 through the end of the chapter, there's many places where it mentions hands. Hands. The last part of verse 13 says, she worketh willingly with her hands. With her hands. Verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night. She's industrious. Verse 16, with the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. Verse 17, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Verse 18, her candle goeth not out by night. I believe today, not only is a godly mom one who knows how to pray, it is not only one whose husband trusts her, it's not only one who is industrious. There's other points to the message that we're going to have in just a moment. I've got a book of illustrations back in the pastor study here. And here's a poem that really struck my heart as I was preparing this message for today. It's entitled, No Occupation. She riseth up at break of day, and through the task she raceth. She cooks the meals as best she may, and scrubs the children's faces. While school books launches ribbons too, all need consideration. And yet the census man insists she has no occupation. When breakfast dishes are all done, she bakes a pudding maybe. She cleans the rooms up one by one with one eye watching baby. The mending tile she then attacks by way of variation, and yet the census man insists she has no occupation. Just a housewife. She irons for a little while, then presses pants for daddy. She welcomes with a cheery smile, returning lass and laddie. A hearty dinner next she cooks, no time for relaxation, and yet the census man insists she has no occupation. For lessons that the children learn, the evening scarce is ample. The mother dear, they always turn for help with each example. In grammar and geography, she finds her relaxation. And yet the census man insists she has no occupation. Just a housewife. My friend, I tell you this from the bottom of my heart today, the mother has a greater task than the father does in the home. And I want to say this to the husbands here today. We need to appreciate our wife and the mother of our children. I believe that with all my heart. There was a lady one time on her deathbed, and she said to her pastor, "I am ashamed to meet God. I've done so little." Pastor looked at this mother's hands, and they had taken them washings. This was back, I guess, when they had the scrub board. This dear lady had taken them washings and had washed clothes and so forth for her neighbors and friends. And the pastor said to this dear lady, "When you get to heaven, just show Jesus your hand." I believe God's got a blessing and many things rich in store in heaven for godly mothers. I also believe this, a godly mom is not stingy. It says in verse 20 of chapter 31, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. She reacheth forth her hand to the needy. Godly mom is a neighbor, is what I'm saying. A neighbor. She stretches out her hand to the poor and the needy. I believe also a godly mom knows when and how to speak. You know, the book of James says that the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. But you know what it says about a godly mother? In Proverbs 31:26, it says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom. When she speaks, she knows what she says. And I believe today many things that we say would have been better left unsaid. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. And the last part of that verse says, in her tongue is the law of kindness. Do you know what? Love is the same in every language. Love. We need to show our love. I told you one time about a fellow who went to the mission field, and before he even learned the language, when he got on the foreign soil, the first man he saw, he ran up and hugged this fellow. And that man went home and said he had seen an angel. A godly mom knows how to speak and when to speak. When her mouth opens, she says something. In her tongue is the law of kindness. The Bible says it like this in 1 Thessalonians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Summing up our message today, there are some verses over in 1 Peter 3, this is written to moms. It says, likewise, this is 1 Peter 3:1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also without the word be won by the conversation or behavior of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation or behavior, coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be with outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man, the hidden person of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. If you have a husband today, mother, who still does not know the Lord, you may be the very means of winning them. A meek and quiet spirit. As they watch the Lord Jesus Christ living out his life in your life. I believe today last, the godly mom puts God first. And then her family second. It was Calvin Trent who stood here. I believe I'm right about this. He stood here and preached for us a few years ago in revival, and when he and his before he and his wife were married, he said to her, I want you to know that you're going to be second in my life. God is going to be first. Moms, I believe this, as well as dads here today. If we put God number one, and our mate second, and our children third, I believe this, it's going to be a happy home. Proverbs 31:10-31 are some wonderful verses. Thank God for mom today. Your mother may be living or she may be going on, but I want us to know this. Let's appreciate our moms, the mothers that God's given us. Abraham Lincoln said, no man is poor who has had a godly mother. How many of your moms are still living? Can I see your hand? They're still in the land of the living on this side of eternity. God bless you. I know some have gone on. The Daily Bread said it like this. Mother, you have a high and holy calling. By your word and your example, you are to teach your children the fear of the Lord. That's a challenge and a privilege. The mother's heart is the child's schoolroom. Do you know the Lord this morning? Have you accepted Him into your life? If you haven't, on this Mother's Day, it can be a day of victory. Today you can cause the angels to rejoice in heaven over a sinner that repents. Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee today for Your love for us. Thank Thee for our moms today, Lord. Thank Thee that You have given each one of us a mom. Some have gone on, some are still here, Lord.